From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. For years, the La Crosse Community Theater has been hoping to move to a new facility. Recently, the theater and Viterbo University announced plans to work together to raise the $9.6 million needed to build a new theater. It'll be on Front Street near the bank of the Mississippi River on land donated by Logistics Health. Construction has started, and by next January, the new theater is expected to be up and running. WPR's John Davis talked with Viterbo Vice President for Academic Affairs, Barb Gale, and Community Theater Executive Director, David Kilpatrick, about the project.
The first and most important thing of this project is, of course, a big, huge, gigantic new building for the community, for the community theater, for Viterbo, for all of performing arts in the area that have an advantage and can take advantage of the space. But that's what we're looking at is the first and most important thing is a 30,000-square-foot building, three stories, with a two performance spaces and a classroom that can also triple as a performance space, will also serve as a rehearsal space, a costume shop, a scene shop, and dressing rooms, of course, and administrative offices, and an elegant, nice, expansive community lobby. And I mentioned community lobby because in our current theater, we have four little rooms and you get about four people in them and it's full. Whereas when you can get about 300 people inside a lobby and they can really visit and meet with each other, then that becomes a community site as well.
This consolidates all the space at the community theater. Right now you're spread out.
Yes, we have two separate buildings and two different storage locations. And so, yes, it's going to put it all together. We'll have just one storage location and everybody centrally located. As a matter of fact, we had lunch yesterday and our costumer was so excited that she was going to be right next door, meaning we just walk down the hallway and get to visit with her. She's so looking forward to visitors.
David, could you talk a little bit about how this unique partnership kind of came together?
Well, it's one of those things that the community theater has always been talking about collaboration. And when we began this project a year or so ago, we had said collaboration was so important it deserved its own subcommittee. So we created that. We've had that concept in our minds. And so as we were working, because we're a community theater with community support and community involvement, we always were talking with community leaders and always kind of exploring possibilities. And we met with a couple of different groups and said, is there anything that we could work out? And so the needs were not meshing as well as we'd liked. And then there was some mutual board members that kind of said to Viterbo University and to ourselves and said, have you guys talked to each other? And at the time, we were like, oh, no, they've already said they're working on their project, and we don't want to step on their toes, and we know they don't want to step on our toes. We were very conscientious of that. But yet, we still had coffee, and it was amazing, a simple little coffee meeting, what that can turn into and how you could see the possibilities, and they just became expansive.
Barb, from your perspective, talk a little bit about Viterbo's involvement in this project and why the interest in doing it.
Well, it was a convergence of opportunities, as David talked about. We, a few years ago, when we were doing our strategic plan, had a master plan as well, and we decided that there were a few things on campus that we needed, one being a nursing building, another being some athletic fields, and third on that list was the Fine Arts Center. Our students have had the pleasure of having a Black Box, a large main stage theater, but a mid-sized theater was not among the opportunities we could offer our students. So we decided when we were looking at the master plan, our list of wants was about a 450 to 500 seat theater that we would build to give our students the performance depth and breadth that they need so we could attract highly qualified and highly talented students. So when we got together for coffee, this convergence of opportunity plus a realization that a community our size really can't philanthropically support two initiatives for the same kind of a space. And then we thought about, well, what else will our students be doing? When most of them graduate, they have a touring company that they join. And so this really gives them that same flavor and opportunity of what does it mean to build and practice in one facility to then show up at another facility with all the stuff intact and put it up and practice there and then perform in that facility. So for us, it was an opportunity for us to not only serve our students, but then to serve the community. As you know, the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration have just a history of community service in terms of fine arts. And so at this point in time, it looked to us like this was kind of a marriage that could fulfill what the La Crosse Community Theater wanted and what Viterbo wanted as well, simultaneously.
What are the other educational advantages of having access to a smaller or medium-sized theater, as you say?
The difference in the kind of performance and the intimacy created with the audience and the kind of connection with the audience is much different in a 170 black box theater to a 450-seat theater to 1,100 seats in the Fine Arts Center at Viterbo. And what we're trying to do is to give students the opportunity to try the various works that are possible in each of those venues. They require a different skill set for the actor or actress, and it serves the students well to have that flexibility because those are the kinds of challenges they'll face in their careers.
How do you two envision this new space being used now, maybe differently than the current community theaters you used or the current Fine Arts Center at Viterbo?
Well, one of the things that was part of our business concept when we first began the process with the new building was the realization we were going to have to change our current operations because we currently start rehearsal on the main stage and we rehearse for 4 to 6 weeks and, you know, and build on the main stage and then we do our performances for 3 weeks. And so that's 9 weeks, and we're asking, you know, we're trying to generate revenue and trying to cover expenses based on only 3 weeks' worth of performances, and the rest of the time is just not able to generate income because of the conflicts in schedule. So part of the goal had been with the new building was the idea that we would have some rehearsal space and a place to build our sets and work off of the main stage so that the main stage would be available for other opportunities and other events and other venues and or other companies. And that was kind of one of the things that came about is that when this discussion did arise, we were not changing any of the plans that we had set out for ourselves in terms of our operations and in terms of our schedule. That just blended so nicely. I mean, it was a convergence of incredible coincidence that was just a blessing. It's so much more than just planned. It was amazing in that regard because it fit within our current model. And so that was – so in regards to that, as we've said, our who we are, our identity, and that, because it was going to evolve a little bit anyhow, and our schedules, and that was already scheduled to evolve. We were not changing anything with Viterbo jumping on board. We just got ourselves a good, solid partner as opposed to having to scramble to fill some of that space and time.
And for us, our students only get about a week of moving into the main theater because it's so packed with activities that they actually gain, where you're giving up some practice time, we actually gain some practice time, and we can do more than 1 week. So we launch a major performance now in the main stage theater, and 1 weekend, and it's over. So this gives us a couple of weekends for students to really expand their roles and to really experiment with how they want to enact that role and to grow a lot more than has been offered at the 1 week during there. So the convergence of us wanting a little bit more time and the La Crosse Community Theater willing to have us have that time has really helped, I think, and is going to make a real difference for our students.
This will be more of a year-round facility?
That's the plan, yes. January is still a little challenge with weather, and we recognize that, and we all recognize that, and we'll work accordingly. But we want something happening during the summer, and that's something else that's on the discussion plate about working together, whereas we each have worked very hard to have our own separate companies, our own separate shows. During the summer, we're going to look at a different kind of business model to where maybe there is a true collaboration in productions, because our philosophy is it's a nice building, it's down there on the river, and there's lots of tourists walking in around in town, and I do not want to see a closed sign on that theater. You know, I want to see show tonight, if at all possible, even if it's only in the black box. There's something for our visitors that come to La Crosse to see and do, and that's important.
The drawbacks of the current community theater space are pretty well documented. It's not a good space for actors or staff members or patrons, really.
It's not.
For those who are not familiar with them, could you talk a little bit about what some of the issues are right now and how this new building will alleviate some of them?
The biggest and most important issue is the fact that we have no handicap accessible restrooms. And so our women's restrooms are upstairs, so you have to be capable of maneuvering stairs to even come to the theater. And so that right there is a huge drawback and a serious issue. In terms of from the performer's standpoint, we have a smallish stage with almost no wing space. As a matter of fact, stage right is a wall. You cannot exit stage right. You have to run around behind the stage, behind the set, and get off stage left. Our scene shop is our backstage area, so when we're doing shows and things like that, we can't build or construct because our scene shop is working. And in terms of heating and air conditioning and acoustics and you know, we have to freeze the room. In the summer, we freeze the room and then turn off the air conditioner, and then it heats up, and then at intermission, we turn on the air conditioner and try to freeze the room again. During the winter, we keep the heater off, but then it heats up, and so we have to turn a little air on during intermission. And I keep saying during intermission because if the fans are running, you can't hear the actors on the stage. So I mean, it just compounds itself. In 1968, it met the needs. In 2011, it is not meeting the needs of our audience or the needs of our performers.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio La Crosse. Our guests today include Barb Gale, she is the Vice President for Academic Affairs for Viterbo University, and David Kilpatrick, he is Executive Director of the La Crosse Community Theater. They're here talking about a new collaborative theater being built on the banks of the Mississippi River in downtown La Crosse. Could one of you talk a little bit about the timeline of this project?
Yeah, we broke ground November 16th. In 2010, and they are working hard even today, building and constructing and digging and shoving mud around, and we've had such wonderful weather for working from a construction standpoint. The plans are that they will actually hand us the keys about November of 2012, and that's the schedule we're on, about 1 year from when we broke ground. And then as the theater requires, in terms of getting the equipment working, in terms of making sure the sound works out and getting all the stuff set up, we're going to actually look at a grand opening about mid-January of 2013, mm-hmm. So about 14 months.
What about financing for the project? How will that work? Do you share in the costs equally, or...?
We're really taking the time spent in the main stage and allocating that to each organization. There'll be a board of Performing Arts Center board, much like our Mathie Center that we have with the Boys and Girls Club. It'll be patterned after that, and those decisions will be made by a board in terms of space allocation and in terms of finances. And we're joining forces to raise money for the building, and we're at about $5 million right now towards a $9.6 million building. And we're off and running as a joint venture. We're each sure that the Performing Arts Center Board will be the governing body, and we'll be able, like the Mathie Center Board has been able to these last 5 years with for Viterbo and the Boys and Girls Club, really settle any things that come up financially and in terms of space considerations.
That model has worked pretty well, the Mathie Center
model. It has worked excellently, and it took a while to develop, but we used that same documents to create the Performing Arts Center board so that each of us has members on that board, and there'll be one outside community member, three from the La Crosse Community Theater, three from Viterbo, and that board then will be the governing board. It's a separate 501c3 corporation, and that will help us each maintain our identity and yet have an overarching way of managing the facility and its day-to-day needs.
I assume that either with the Mathie Center or with this project, things are not always going to be as harmonious as you'd like them to be. But having that joint board helps with communication and settling a lot of those issues?
Well, I think it extends the idea beyond current personnel. So if there's any changes in personnel, it's in perpetuity. And surprisingly, the Mathey Board has not really faced any big disgruntlements or any problems. And so we don't foresee, I don't think David or I or our relative administrators don't foresee any problems coming up that can't be handled in good faith, because we really have the same goals at heart, to provide an artistic space for our community.
It's amazing what you can accomplish when you say, how can we find an agreement, as opposed to, no, don't you dare. And every meeting I've ever been to with every person I've ever talked to on every side, it's always been, how can we find an agreement that will work? And it's such a positive, almost inspirational moment that you wish you could translate into some other organizations that start out with a how dare you.
You have between 4 and 5 million to raise yet?
Yes.
Yes.
What has the response been from donors since this was announced?
My experience, and directly the few donors I've had an opportunity to visit with, is almost of relief. Like, wow, that's incredible. What a plan. And now I won't be nervous for the community theater at all. And that's been my general consensus.
I think the donors have and benefactors have really appreciated the fact that the real benefits are to the community of La Crosse,
yes.
That they won't be asked twice to build the same building,
right.
And that the community downtown should also benefit from the building, and that the building will be utilized to its fullest by having two occupants that are committed to the arts here in La Crosse.
I know the community theater was able to get a tax-exempt status from the legislature last year.
Yes.
How has that helped this project? Would this project be happening if not for that tax-exempt status?
Well, without the tax-exempt status, I don't think the community theater ever could have taken on a building by itself. You know, it's kind of one of those things that we would never have even been to a point where we could discuss anything seriously without the tax exemption, because it was a financial burden the community theater could not handle. And so it was definitely the foundation that allowed the community theater to go forward and to start the real formal plans. And then with those formal plans in mind and what was going on, then that also gave a chance for Viterbo to say, hey, that seems like a really good thing. Can we, are there things that we can do together? And we revamped the plans to accommodate their needs, and they, revamped their plans to accommodate our needs. And so I don't know that they are linked, but it would not have happened without the tax exemption.
The location is close to the Pump House in downtown La Crosse, and there's been talk of an arts center in the city springing up around the Pump House, around this new theater. Could each of you maybe talk a little bit about how you envision that happening?
Well, I think it gives a number of venues for different kinds of performances and different ways to illustrate art and art performances in the community. And right there's a few restaurants and a few other things that will draw people, plus the Riverwalk itself, I think, is another drawing factor. So I think as it emerges, it creates a vibrancy in that area that might not have otherwise exist. And I don't see any competition because the venues are so different. And so I think we've always done something at the Pump House at Viterbo with our students. We'll probably continue to do that as well.
And I was going to say, it's just going to make it an active site and an active area without tons of bars to keep it active, which is not always positive action, if you understand what I'm meaning. It's going to be exciting. I mean, to me, the ideal evening will be people will be able to park their cars at the city lot or they go to a restaurant, they go see a show at any one of the spaces that are down there. They come out of the show, they go get some, wine or an after show, dessert or drink or something like that. I mean, they're 5 hours downtown in La Crosse and they never have to move their car. I mean, that's just an exciting evening. And I think that the true dream is when people say, let's go to the arts district and we'll just see what's on. They're not going to care about the show. They just know that it's an exciting time had by all. And I think the time, like you said, imagining people eating dinner a little early and walking the Riverwalk, and that's just going to add to the ambiance and the experience, especially when weather permits.
Yes.
So,
How can the public become involved in this project? Are there ways, financially, I assume?
Of course. Yeah, I mean, obviously, the public campaign has kicked off, and if they would give us a call, either one of the organizations, either Viterbo or the community theater, we'd be glad to go into some very specific details. As already mentioned, we're at about $5 million, and so we still, every dollar counts, and every dollar is important and is necessary and vital to the success of the campaign. We have just kicked off our Name a Seat campaign, so if anybody wants to leave a legacy, then they can purchase a name for a seat, and that would be either on our main floor, it would be in the balcony, or in the black box, and that's a way to really be a permanent legacy and part of the theater. There is still, you know, significant gifts available if anybody's looking for a slightly larger amount, and we are working on about a 3 to 5 year pledge. So if something works out to where they'd like to break it up over several years, we would be glad to discuss that as well. At this stage of the game, that's what we really need. I would say in about 6 months or so, we'll be looking to already start talking about the shows, and then they can start getting their tickets and reservations in.
We're looking forward to having them come down and see either the La Crosse Community Theater perform or Viterbo students perform in this space. Absolutely. And I think that it is going to be community supported. That point that will give the vibrancy that we think this project holds for the community.
About a year from now, everything's going to be different. People are going to go down by the river to take in a theater performance. Have either of your organizations working together envisioned what it's going to be like in a year? What are people in for in a year?
In terms of the show or in terms of...
Either, a show event? Or the experience.
Well, the experience is going to be, you know, the opportunity to be part of something brand new, fresh, clean, and crisp, right on the river in some gorgeous weather. That's going to be a draw that you cannot imagine at this point. We can only kind of dream about. I think in terms of the shows, well, we already have discussed what our kickoff show is going to be like, and we've worked out some of the details on our first season. And in fairness to all of our planning, we're keeping that secret.
Yeah, we are too.
but I will say that our we are looking at a collaborative, what we're going to be calling our ribbon-cutting ceremony, will be a full gala evening. And it will be, you know, with a wide range of entertainment on the stage and a few speakers and a few presentations and a huge celebration of a community effort and a community gift.
David Kilpatrick is Executive Director of the La Crosse Community Theater, and Barb Gale is Vice President of Academic Affairs for Viterbo University. They talked about a collaborative effort to bring a new theater to downtown La Crosse with WPR's John Davis. The project is expected to be completed in about a year. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes Steve Roysom, John Gatto, Mary Meehan Stroob, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear archives of this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau. And if you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse. Newsmakers is also now on Facebook. Updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more. Follow us at WPR Newsmakers on Facebook.